ಹರಿನಾಮ. ಭಾಗವತಂ ಅಪ್ ಟು ಲೈಕ್ 18,000 ಶ್ಲೋಕಸ್. ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಇಸ್ ಹರಿನಾಮ್. ಅಬೌಟ್ ಹೋಲ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಸಮಾರಿ ಇಸ್ ದ ಹೋಲಿನೆಸ್. ಆಲ್ ದ ವೇದ ವೇದಾಂತಸ್ ಸಮಾರಿ ಇಸ್ ದ ಹೋಲಿನೆಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಹೋಲಿನೆ ಅಂಡ್ ಮರ್ಸಿಫುಲ್, ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಮರ್ಸಿಫುಲ್ ಗೌರ್ನಿತಾಯ್, ಹಿ ಎಪಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಹೋಲಿನೆಸ್. ಕಲಿಯುಗ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ನಾಮ ರೂಪೆ ಅವತಾರ್. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಎಪಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಹೋಲಿನೆಸ್. Just see deity, there are a lot of rituals to worship deity. There are some expenses, you have to spend money. But holiness, no even penny, you don't have to do anything. Therefore, Lord, because this age of Kali, people are very, very poor. Everything. Mentally, physically, socially, they are very, very poor. Therefore, you are very poor. Okay, Hare Nama Ivatya. Hare Nama Ivatya. And you see, this Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, if Mahaprabhu is to pay obeisance to some devotee, Narayan. Hey, why you told Narayan? He used to jump with Sabastra, with full cloth to the Ganga. Because in this age of Kali, most low class they think we are most high class. In supreme high class, he is telling, no. I'm not even devotee, I'm the servant. You see how tricks it. I am not devotee. Why you told devotee? When South India, when you were traveling and you met in Benares all the Mahabadis, you see, you are looks Narayan. Why you are sitting there? Come. You are so exalted. It looks like Narayan. Then Mahaprabhu, he closed his ear. Why you told Narayan? No. You are Narayan. I am not Narayan. You are, because Mayavadi, they say, Namo Narayana, everybody, each other, they say, Namo Narayana. They say, I am not Narayana, you are Narayana. So they see, they give first respect to other. That is the Vaishnava culture. Give respect to other, then automatically they will be respected. That was the Prabhupada life history also. And Prabhupada, he went first to Vrindavan, 1930. And that Babaji just a few years back, he left his body, 104 or 5 years he left. So that Babaji in the Madan Mohan temple, he was telling, this Amish, most probably he came here on 1930. And Prabhupada went with his brother to Vrindavan. That time, sometimes dhoti, sometimes pant. And Prabhupada was like whole day he used to chant in the Radha Madhav, in the Radha Madan Mohan temple. You know, any devotee is very high temple, very high bank of Yamuna. So, he used to chant whole day. And his brother was there. Generally, if you are going some new places, see that one, so many temples, so many things, Jabuna Bath. But Prabhupada was not disturbed at all. And that Babaji, he told, sometimes without beads bags, whole day. Sometimes without beads, sometimes with beads. Sometimes this Babaji, in charge of that temple, he would take some prasada. He said, no, no, I'm fine, I'm fine. Sometimes he used to accept some prasada. That is the profile. Hare Namaiva Kevalam. That, therefore, this here, this sloka, Bharati, Bharati, Brahmananda Bharati. Brahmananda Bharati. Because Brahmananda Bharati is like a god uncle, a uncle. And Sarvam Bhattacharya, he was Mayavadi guru, he was the Mayavadi head that time. But fortunately, he was in Puri. Fortunately. And Mahaprabhu, when after sannyas, he went to Puri. He went to Puri after sannyas from Katowa. He walked to Puri. Then he was crying. He was to teach living entity. He was in tears. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, please teach me about bhakti. Please teach me about bhakti. Because I came here to Puri not to take darshan of Jagannath Baladev. No. I came here to take your association. Because you are very most exalted. You are like Narayana. Mahabhadi Guru is making up. He said, no. Sarma Bhattacharya, please teach me about bhakti. Everybody call, I am most beautiful, I am most learned, I am my family background, Nilambar Chakravarti, Jagannath Mishra, most exalted Brahmanas, most exalted Brahmanas. Everybody call, I am very. But Sarma Bhattacharya, without bhakti, without holy name, I cannot deliver myself by all these things. By my beauty, my youth, my learning things. I cannot deliver myself. Therefore, Sarma Bhattacharya, please teach me about bhakti. And bhakti, without bhakti, I cannot deliver. What is bhakti? What is bhakti? Grammatically, bhaj yukta kti. Bhaj. Bhaj means, you know, bhajana. What is Indian people they know? Bhajana. What is bhajana? What is that? Yes, that is in English. What is a render devotional service? How? Yeah, we are ISKCON devotees. We are talking very high. Anya Avilasita. Who don't have any Anya Avilas? Who don't have any other desire? Yeah, it is correct. But what is a devotional service? Yeah, devotional service is most simple, other than karma, jnana, yoga. Most service, just engage your hand, leg, eyes, ear for his pleasure. His pleasure. That is devotion. That is bhajana. Indian people, they give big title, bhajan, bhajan samrat, he is the king of bhajana, like some people they got. Bhajan samrat, bhajan samrangi. But they are not singing, they are not there. They are singing, good singer. Something. But even just few sentences also they are not using for Lord's pleasure. And they call big title. Bhajan samrat. Just see, what is this? They are not using their hand, leg, eyes, ear. Some ladies are cooking, some Prabhus are cooking, somebody is cutting vegetable. That is your pleasure for our Lord. For cooking, for offering to Lord. Most simple. Most simple. That is bhajana. It is not, of course they are sometime, sometime they are using Krishna, something. But that is, you are using only one sense, but no, all the senses for his pleasure. But you see, bhajana, that is bhajana. Bhajana means not only one sense used for his pleasure. Bhajana means for his pleasure. Prabhupada told, and shastras, scriptures also told, this whole material world run by Rajaguna. Rajaguna, mode of fashion. But that Rajaguna, if you are using for your own pleasure, then that Rajaguna become tamasic, mode of ignorance. But that Rajaguna, if you are using for Krishna's pleasure, from that Rajaguna you can save, you can become Swatvik. And from Swatvik, pure goodness, pure Shakti. Otherwise, if you are using for that Rajaguna, it cannot. Somebody is cooking there, backside. It is Rajaguna or Tamaguna or Sattaguna. Mode of goodness or mode of passion or mode of ignorance. Surely it is not mode of ignorance. What is that? Huh? Wow, Vishuddha Sattva. Vishuddha Sattva. It is mode of passion. Your four burner, five burner, the mode of passion, materially. Mode of passion. But they are cooking for on time we have to work on time to offer to the Lord. Materially it is mode of passion. But therefore that, if you are using for that, passionate for Lord's pleasure, he'll become sattva. Prabhupada told in the Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 8, that devotee also entangled. Even devotee also. Devotees are, we are not eating outside, or we are not eating something, we are not talking. We know what's supposed to talk, what not supposed to talk. What's supposed to eat, what not supposed to eat. We know what's supposed to do, what not supposed to do. But sometimes, Prabhupada, sometimes even devotee also, devotees are shakti. But that, from that point, very difficult to get out from that. I and mine, that point, devotee, even devotee also, sometimes, even me also, I saw sometimes, I and mine. My mom, everybody call my mom. Where is my mom now? My mama? If it's my mom, she should be always with me, or I should be always with her. Where is my mom? Nobody knows. To what I am telling, I and my, maybe I am living before them, or they live before me. This is material nature. This is the material law. Therefore, the Sarvabhuma here, Brahmananda Bharati said, my dear Sarvam Bhattacharya, please become the mediator in this logic argument between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and me. What argument was there? Suddenly, what argument was there?
Addressing each other.
Huh? Addressing each other. Yes. 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 Although he was in front of him, but where is Brahmananda Bharati? So that means indirectly he's telling, oh, I could not see Brahmananda. But Brahmananda Bharati was other than other devotee, other associate of Mahaprabhu, he was senior. He was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. That means spiritual uncle. So Mahaprabhu used to give very much respect. But he said, oh, where is Brahmananda Bharati? So that means that if we are doing something other than Mahaprabhu's law or Mahaprabhu's what instruction he given us, if we are doing something wrong, Mahaprabhu in front of you, you cannot see, or he is not watching you. If we are doing something wrong, what Mahaprabhu is not given. This is very, very much important in our spiritual life as a Prabhupada follower. Very, very important. So this is the, don't think of my eyesight is very better. Very nice. My eyesight is very nice. One time Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he was darshan time, he came. When he was old, we know he used to use spectacle. Then his secretary or servant, when Gurudev is coming down, even Prabhupada also, servant used to come with him when Prabhupada used to come down to take darshan. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he was very observing, very, he was taking darshan. Then his secretary, without spectacle, his secretary, Gurudev, spectacle. He didn't say first time anything. Second time also, Gurudev, spectacle. He did loudly. Even third time, second time also he did not reply. Third time, he said, Gurudev, spectacle. By the hand, shut up, rascal. Shut up. What I can see, Lord? Spectacle. These rotten eyes. Lord is watching me. What I can see with the rotten eyes? To Lord. Spectacle. Just don't disturb. I'm taking. Lord is watching me. So that was just see. Therefore, this one. That although physically, but he knows Mahaprabhu is inside, outside. He is the ultimate. But he told to teach Brahmananda or living entity or like us. He said, Where is Brahmananda? You see? Why? Because Brahmananda himself, he was thinking, oh, deer skin is more renounced. You see? Sometimes even devotees are in Mayapur, I saw some green cloth. Sometimes they're dying green They are thinking, I am the most close than Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, he is the Balaram. He used to sometimes, he is a mendicant. He is 100% Mahaprabhu's. He is 100% Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, when he was walking, or is it daytime or at night, or on the, he was walking on the throne, throne or a stone or something. He don't have any bodily consciousness. That is Prabhupada's soul, avadhuta. Avadhuta means not just grow that, what the hair, that jata, what is called long hair they're growing, and in India they call with that lock, that hair. Yes, that hair, jata. Well, they're growing big, big. Avadhuta Baba. Avadhuta Baba. You are making him puffed up and you are cheating yourself. To whom I'll cheat? I cannot cheat others. Finally, I'm cheating myself. You see, don't say Avadhuta Baba. Avadhuta Baba means only Nityananda. Only Nityananda. In Kali Yuga, there is no Avadhuta. So, that is using dear skin, Brahmananda Prabhu. Brahmananda Bharati. Using dear skin, and so this is actual. Ihar sone amar nai bujha mona diya. Then, because to Mahaprabhu and Sarvam Bhattacharya, somebody has to mediate it. Then why Sarvabhauma? Sarvabhauma. He is the Pratapudra, the king's main, and Sarvam Bhattacharya is the biggest pandit, most learned. That is Sarvam Bhattacharya. Most learned, logic, and Mayavadis, they are very, very logically and grammatically, especially grammatically, they are very, very high. Very, very high. Therefore, that go Benaras, sometimes they are criticizing, foreign people are Hare Rama, Hare Rama. From where they got Hare Rama, Hare Rama? Hare Rama. They are not doing anything, neither Hare Rama, neither Hare Rama. But they are fingering. Just see, that is Sarvam Bhattacharya. First, and Sarvam Bhattacharya, when Mahaprabhu, he taught him, he was without answering Sarva Bhattacharya. Hey, when he went to Puri, first after taking sannyas, he says, Sarva Bhattacharya Mahasaya, I came here to learn from you about bhakti. Without bhakti, this life is useless. This life is useless. Everybody call, I am very, very big pandit. And Mahaprabhu was the biggest pandit. Out of whole world, the world, three, Prabhupada told, and I don't know from which scripture, India is the top. Culture place. And in India, three places are more like learned, all the pandit people are lived. One is Kashmir, Kesava Kashmir. Therefore, and those days there was no certificate, written paper. Debate. So therefore, Kesava Kashmiri was, he was traveling whole India and giving challenge. So one is Kashmir, second is Benaras, Shankaracharya, due to Shankaracharya, biggest. And third is Navadvipa. And out of these three, Navadvip is the first. And out of Navadvip, Nimai was the top. His age was only 12. Only 12. And when Kesava Kashmiri was there, they heard everybody was hiding and running, hiding. Srivas, Sridhar, then Advaita Prabhu is the topmost, he was the Acharya. He says, no, I'll not go. And everybody told, especially Advaita Prabhu, he told, hey, Nimai, you go. So innocent boy, most innocent boy, and only 12 years old he was that time. And why they sent Nimai? Because the biggest pandit, Kesava Kashmiri, if he will defeat him, Nimai, what is the big deal? He defeated one young boy, only 12 years. But Nimai, if he will defeat to Kesava Kashmiri, then whole over the world, Jai Nimai, Jai Nimai. So, there is nothing. Then, we know that first time, within very short time, he defeated Kesava. He smashed actually. He smashed Kesava Kashmir. So, here, this first time, Ihar Sane Amar. So, if one side is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, one side is Mahaprabhu. And Brahmananda Bharati. Brahmananda Bharati, he himself, he was thinking, I am much, much higher than anyone. I am using a skin. Means more renounced. That was to Mahaprabhu is teaching him, I am the most renounced. So there's Prabhupada, Mahaprabhu, and in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, it is mentioned, if somebody don't have tilak, be careful. Chaitanya Bhagavat, it is mentioned, if somebody don't have tilak, Mahaprabhu says, hey, why this dead body? I don't want to see dead body. If somebody don't have tilak, I don't want to see dead body. So, if there is no tilak, it is dead body. Dead body. Mahaprabhu himself, he told. So, here, Sarvam Bhattacharya, this actual, logically, Brahmananda Bharati was, logically it was correct. Brahmananda Bharati. But spiritually, it was wrong. So argument was going on, so spiritually it was wrong. But logically, or according to Veda, he was correct, according to Veda. But bhakti is much, 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 much higher. Veda's rule, regulation, if you have, Prabhu knows Veda's, Vedanta, Veda's rule, regulation, we cannot follow in particular age. And that is not, it will not develop our devotional life. It will not. One more. What is that? Vyapya and Vyapak. Vapya Vavok Vapok Bhave Jiva Brahme Jani Jiv Vyapya Brahma Vyapak Shastre Te Bakhani Vapya Vapak Vapya. Vapya means Vyapak. He is everywhere. That is called Vapya. Vapya and localized. Vapya is Vyapak, is everywhere, and is localized. That is Mayavadi, they say, is not localized or he cannot see. Everybody is Brahman. Everybody is Brahman. He is the controller, we control. He is the phaldata, he is giving all these things, and we are full of hokta. We enjoy it. He is the supreme enjoyer. You are not enjoyer. He enjoyed. You are not enjoyer. He is only one enjoyer. That is the Govindam Adipurusham Sarva Karana Karanam. Therefore in the Bhagavad Gita is telling, Man Mana Bhava Mad Bhakto Mad Jaji Mam Namaskuru Mam. Mam, singular number, it is not plural number. Mam, grammatically it is not plural number. Singular number, Mam. Mam namaskuru. Sarva dharman parityajyam, Mam ekam, ekam. Only me, only me. So, that is bhajana, I was telling that bhajana, bhaj, yukta kti. Kti means grammatically or according to Sanskrit. Kti means with love and devotion. With love and devotion. Some work, if it is, there is no love and devotion, then that is not bhakti. This is lovingly, this is devotion. You saw India, I saw Mayapur. Yeah, India also I saw, especially Gujarat, that side. They are very rich people. Some people are very rich. They are having servant, maid servant, to do their housework. But when they come to temple, Maharaj, Prabhu, can I clean? Can I cut this vegetable? Can I? Because they love. In their own whole life, they are not doing anything. But when they come to temple, can I do? Somebody, it is already clean, but they are taking broom and again cleaning. That is a kti, with love and devotion. Because without devotion, and Prabhupada told, devotion means not mental. In India, many people, they cheat themselves. Oh, I'm having full devotion. Full devotion. Then I sometimes ask, what is the symptom? You are full devoted? You devoted yourself to the Lord? This is mental. I cannot express it. This is inner things. What is the inner thing? What is it? I can see what type of you are. Like crazy people, they don't have to put certificate on, I'm crazy. By talking, by simply externally, by seeing him, by talking, all these things, you can make out he's a crazy guy. He's a crazy guy. Or like very highly learned person, they're not putting certificate, I'm most learned. By behavior, you can immediately, you can make up. So, that is, so, Vyapya, Vyapya means he is everywhere. Is everywhere. And we are thinking, no, I am also. That's without faith. Vyapya, this, and we are Vyapaka. We are everywhere, living entity, and he is the controller. Let's see, practically we saw, Lord is a, we are three energy, Lord's having three energy. Superior energy, inferior energy, and tatastha, or marginal energy. If you are part and parcel of Krishna, then why you are tatastha in the middle? It is a big question. If you are part and parcel of Supreme Lord, if living entity Jiver, Sarupai, Krishna, Nitya Das, then who are you bound? Maya, inferior energy, how she bound us? She is the most inferior energy. Why she bound us? Why you are telling, these are. She bound or we want to become bound? Maya is holding us or we are holding Maya? Everybody knows the answer. Maya is most inferior energy. She is not bounding us, but we want to become bound. What she can do? What she can do? Krishna Surya Sama Maya High Andhakar. Actually, you know, some logic or even some according to some acharyas, commentaries, that there is no question of Maya. No question of Maya. Maya Devi, same Maya, same person, only one person, Mahamaya and Jogamaya. When Jogamaya was behind, she was massaging Lord Narayan feet, and Narayan, he looked her, then that shadow, Chayeva Jaisya Bhuvanani Durga, that Chaya, that shadow, is becoming this material, called Mahamaya. And Indian people, they say, aha, Maya, Maya, Durga Puja, Durga Puja. Be careful. Durga Puja, and now, or tomorrow is the Kali Puja, or today is the Kali Puja, something. In India, big festival, very big festival. Kali Puja, Kali Puja. And this is not mentioned Kali, or this is some part of Durga. Kali is incarnation of Durga. So, it is not, but don't forget Bhapya and Bhapak. We are living entity. In any circumstances, we cannot, without engaging hand, leg, eyes, ear, all the senses, it cannot be. It cannot happiness. Materially, physically, socially, family, some or other, he will teach you. This is not permanent, or this is, you are not enjoyer, I am the enjoyer. Some or other he will teach you. Therefore, that Lord is having three energies. Now question is, why he bound? Why he bound? Therefore he made marginal energy. Oh, okay, from there you go down or up, that is up to you. I am not responsible. I am the doer, everything, I am the doer, but I am not responsible. How is he? He is ordering us to do this, and he is not responsible. Looks like something, eh? What is he? He is cheating us. He is the doer. Without his order, even blade of grass cannot move, and he is not responsible. So, here, therefore, that three energy and three energy, now Maya, this inferior energy, how she bound us? How she bound? This she is a, and her, how much, she is a Chaudha Bhuvana, 14th planetary, she is in charge, she is the headmistress. She is the headmistress. And school teachers are beating sometimes. In the college they are beating. Or the lecturer, they speak and lecture. And you note or not, that is up to you. But in the school, the master teachers, they beat. Sometimes, you know, I don't know, America, but India, I also got beaten. Sometimes pulling here, sometimes, hey, stand up with one leg, You see, India. So that is an school. Therefore, we have. She's teaching. She's the headmistress. She's teaching. And how? Her. She's in charge for 14 planetary system. 14. From America, some people they go to India. From India, some people they go to Germany. From Germany, some people they come. For what? For happiness. For happiness. But you are not getting out from this 14 planetary system. From this planet to that planet, that planet to that planet, you are not getting out from. And she is in charge for whole planetary. Kabu narake, kabu sarge. Sometime down, sometime up, sometime human body, sometime donkey body, sometime devata body. This is the season. She's punishing. She's punishing. Yeah? And why she's punishing? Why she's punishing? She's like a mother, mom, mom, mother. Mother is sometimes beating or sometimes shouting to their dearest child. It is good for children. Without punishment, we cannot rectify ourselves. Therefore, punishment is required. And punishment is required, easy. But there's back of our Jeev Brahma Jani. That was Jeev is Brahma. That Brahma, Brahmananda Bharati is arguing, Jeev is Brahma. But yes, is Brahman. Prabhupada very clearly, yes, Jeev is Brahman. He is a part and parcel of Supreme Lord. But he is not Param Brahman. He is not whole. We are minute. He is not whole. Therefore, even Brahma Jani. If you are Brahma, Mayavadi's logic, if you are Brahman or equal, then why you bound? Why you bound? If it is you are also, Lord is not bound. Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha is not bound. Is Allah Sat Chit. Why you are Nirananda? Why you are most unhappy? If you are Lord, in Mayavadi, in ISKCON life, I was so many years in South India. Wow, left and right, you can see so many that type of. One time I was doing book distribution in Guruvayur is Kerala. And this is it. All are same. Then I could not tolerate it. All are same, rascal. Then I put two fingers on his watch. All are saying, this is my watch, give me. My watch. And his wife holds him there. This is Kerala, biggest temple, Krishna temple. That is Guruvayur, biggest temple, most famous in India. Then, and his wife backside, come, why you are arguing with Hare Krishna? Come. But I was holding. He cannot come. He cannot go. And all the children and everybody then, when argument was, this is my watch. You are telling all are same. Your things and my things all are same. Give me that. And he could not. And I was really disturbed. Everything is same, everything. Your fear, your body is American body, you are white, I am black, I am my size, your size. What you are talking? There is no logic also. Simply there. From Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya. Okay. So, then, by that time, when my argument was going on, and that I was holding, I never, because what he can do? What he can do? So, then, then tell me, answer me, why you told all are same? Why your wife, if all are same, then why you are coming to the temple to see every evening? To take darshan. If all are same, okay, go each other, go do worship or do arati each other. If all are same, God is God, dog is dog. But dog, in the dog body also there is Brahman or Atma. That is, don't say I am the Param Brahman. I am Brahman, Brahman. You are suffering left and right, you are suffering by slapping Mayadevi. Mayadevi slapping you and still you are Brahman. You are Brahman. Therefore, and all that, believe or not, that Kerala, very difficult. Shankaracharya philosophy is very strong. Maybe Prabhu also knows. Very strong. But then, by the Prabhupada mercy, Gornita mercy, I was arguing, and so many people become gathered. Ha ha! Sannyasi. Now he got that he was a rich man. He got now good day. Good for arguing. Then, you believe or not, then some people will say, hey, from where you got this idea? Then I took, we are ISKCON devotee, you know. Then I took Bhagavad Gita from here. This is really, yes. You are reading so many Bhagavad Gita, but please read this Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita. Then, if you believe or not, I sold 4 or 5 immediately. With the whole, with a very short time, 4 or 5 Bhagavad Gita. That was the best day I remember. Best day it was. Sure, that was Vyapak and Bhatya. Vyapak came from Bhatya, from whole. We are small, minute, therefore, don't, living entity and Param Brahman is same in any circumstances. Jeev Vyapya and Param Brahma is Vyapak. Param Brahma is Vyapak and localized. Localized, it is not mental. Bhakti is a physical, not mental. Indian people say, oh, it is going on. I am. Okay, chant Hare Krishna. Why Hare Krishna people are hanging and chanting? I am not sewing. It is going on. Only those people are, only those people are, they know what is going on. We don't know what is going on. Dear brothers, we know what is going on inside. You are in, we know. But you are telling, we are, cannot explain what is going on. Ask them what is going on. So, therefore, Jeev Vyapya and Brahma Vyapak in whole. This is according to scriptures. So, go through scriptures. Everything, no question of speculation. This speculate. They speculate. No question of speculation. Yeah, speculation. So, therefore, this is the, I don't know how long. Yeah, now time to go. Okay. Oh. Hare Krishna. I'll be here up to second. Second day, I'll go on second. Okay. Any question? Any question? Give. Okay.
You spoke so nicely of darshan. And I'm wondering, you know, we say, take darshan. I'm going to take darshan. Is that the proper way to think that I'm going, or is it I'm going to receive darshan? Or, you know what I mean? We come to,
you get, yes, the reference, yes, of Bhakti Siddhanta,
yes, yes, yes.
So is it proper to say I'm going to take darshan or I'm going to receive darshan? Which one is
proper? Ah, very good question. What is the our mental situation? Our mentally. So just see, we are in this body. we have to use our mind. We are in this material world, Triguna, Triguna. Suddenly we cannot act like Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. From, now 7:15, go, run, darshan, darshan. That is, we have to. Living entity's desire and his blessing. Living entity has to desire, otherwise it will not work. Otherwise it will not work. Even in your home, I'm mentally, darshan means don't cheat yourself. I'll not go. Taking darshan, Lord is everywhere. Lord is everywhere. Then you'll get cheated. If Lord is everywhere, why not in the temple? Why not in the temple? Lord is everywhere. His energy is everywhere. But Lord, to take darshan, that is the temple. To take darshan. So, therefore, you have to push yourself on time. All the darshan, this. And now 100% depend on him. He's watching. My dear Lord, you take care. Take care. And, Mother?
Maharaj, you said that we choose to be bound and material energy is the inferior energy. That's all fine. But one time Srila Prabhupada was in front of the deities taking darshan in LA or somewhere, and he was praying, and then the devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, what were you praying, Srila Prabhupada? And he said, I'm praying that I may not be bound by Maya. I'm praying to the Lord to protect me from Maya. So then, why is he praying like that?
Wow, it's also nice. Yes, it is. To protect, to teach our, for us, stupid like me, to teach me, to teach us. Prabhupada was not bound. He is a pure devotee. And, you see, I was talking in Nigeria, Prabhupada is doing lifting like that, thousands of people lifting hand. You see that? Thousands, Prabhupada telling, don't do that, that's enough. Prabhupada is the Veda and Vedanta. Prabhupada is the Veda and Vedanta. That is the ultimate. Prabhupada is never bound. Never bound. To teach us Prabhupada. If Prabhupada is like that, never be bound. He is like 72 years, 73 years, 70, 80 years old. Anybody, any like opposite sex also, anybody will attack him? Or they'll think about him? Is he old body like me? Like say, but Prabhupada was 5 feet, 2.5 inches. I'm higher than Prabhupada. I'm 5 feet 3 inches. But Prabhupada is really short. Short and like, but Prabhupada, I heard from Janani Vasu, Prabhupada sometimes like a copper, he was glittering sometimes, like copper. Copper, that is the Prabhupada. And Prabhupada in any circumstance, he was not lamenting. When Prabhupada was in the ship, Jaladuta, that time Prabhupada, he wrote most famous that poem. And Prabhupada said, my dear friend, he was addressing Krishna. He was talking, my dear friend, how merciful you are. How merciful you are. I had a wife, I had big business, I have children. One by one, he was not lamenting. He was, see that, read nicely, he was smiling. He was not lamenting. He took one by one, and that point he is telling, oh my dear friend, you took everything, one by one. Now, I don't add anything, you are only my, you. That was the Prabhupada. Prabhupada, in any circumstance, from childhood, his life history, His education was in the Scottish Church. You know that church, Scottish Church College. And from beginning, he knew that British people moved. And Prabhupada was young, no? He said, I was enjoying British colony. Still that colony is there in Calcutta, British colony. And Prabhupada, generally, that is very strict. But Prabhupada, young, he used to take cycle and he was simply roaming here. Prabhupada, he trained to come here to preach them. He studied their mentality. He studied nicely their mentality. So then, therefore Prabhupada, he came here. After that he came here. He started Scottish Church College. Then he used to roam here and there. He used to talk. Sometimes if he used to get chance. Okay. So that is actual Prabhupada was from childhood he is from birth. He is emperor. So he cannot compare with us. So he is teaching us. Okay.
One quick language question, because you Sanskrit at the time of Ramanati. In the Sanskrit Vyapak, the meaning is there, and Bangla is derived from Sanskrit. But in Bangla language, Vyapak plus a hypothermia,
right? Vyapak? Vyapak means perverting. Yeah, Prabhupada translated all perverting. Sarva Vyapta is in every way.
But in Bengali, why the meaning is so different?
What? No? It is Vyapya and Vyapak. Vyapya. Vyapya means we are only this body, or only my house, or only mine. I am the Brahma. I am in charge of that house. I don't know. Is it okay? Vyapya. Vyapya and Vyapak. Very clearly, you know Bengali. Vyapya and Vyapak. Vyapak means whole, everywhere. And Vyapya means limited or small. That is called Vyapya. I am Vyapya for my, I am the owner, or I am the lord of my house. But you are not in charge, or Vyapak, you are not in charge for other house, other home. But he is all the whole over the universe, spiritual world, material world, everywhere, inside, outside, that is Vyapak.
I was just asking why the meaning changed in Bengali. You know how they say Vyapak, there was a hypomanria, because they are always speaking in the
same. Like this. Alright, what's the question? In Bengali, Vyapak bole na. Mane tumi nijer jagate byasto. You are busy on your own world. It's also Vyapak.
No. Oh, that is.
In Bengali they use that.
No. That is Bengali. That is. But this is Sanskrit language. Now I understood. Vyapak. Vyapak. They use the same. Vyapak, that language, for other meaning also. Yeah. But actually is this Vyapak and Vyapya. Okay. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Hare. No. Yeah, nice to see you, no?
How are you?
Yeah. 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 That is all wrong. But I am happy. But I am happy. Sorry. No. I went to Europe. That is every year I have to go. If you are traveling, automatically.